Vice President Mike Pence will visit Wisconsin later this morning. He'll be at a shipbuilding company in Marinette, north of Green Bay. Pence is going to a firm that already has two major deals with the U.S. Navy and is now competing for a third. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has this preview.
The vice president will speak at Fincantieri Marinette Marine, which has nearly 2,500 employees in northeast Wisconsin. Pence's office says he'll talk about the proposed U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, as well as workforce development. Italy-headquartered Fincantieri is getting $31 million from the state of Wisconsin over 2 years for shipyard upgrades and worker training at Marinette. The federal government has given the site $1 million. But Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's had to fight off proposed Trump administration cuts in funding for shipyard grants and for littoral combat ships, or LCS. Those are relatively small surface vessels, some of which, Baldwin notes, are built at Marinette Marine.
So we sort of held even, but it would be great to see a reversal of this administration's repeated attempts to defund major investments in the shipyards.
Even so, the Trump administration says it's moving ahead on a $19 billion 10-year program to build a new line of destroyer-like ships called frigates. Marinette Marine is one of a handful of finalists to do some of the work. Democratic Senator Baldwin says the company is right in there.
The improvements to the shipyard and the expertise gained through the LCS program has made Marinette Marine one of the most competitive bidders for this program.
But a writer for the National Interest magazine says before anyone gets too enthused about more work at Marinette, there are questions about the potential design, building, and projected use of the frigate. Michael Peck says that's typical with modern Navy vessels.
A lot of these systems haven't been tested in combat. We're still trying to assess the threat that these ships will face. Are we going to be fighting in the South China Sea against China? Are we fighting against Russia? Are we in the waters of the Persian Gulf against Iran?
Peck says there were even cost and performance concerns about the LCS ships, but he says it's not surprising to see bipartisan political support for the frigate program. A decision on where to build those vessels could be announced next year. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.